Hello, everybody. It's Forrest Arnold with you once again, and it's our kind tribe today with my friend Mary Copeland. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate you inviting me, Forrest.
My pleasure. And as I've told you, Mary, I have moved to the Seattle area about 3.5 years ago or so, and I ran into Compass and Clock magazine and all the things that you do in the magazine. If someone had no idea what Compass and Clock is, what do you tell them it is?
That's a good question. I've been challenged with that over the years and recently by a friend, because if you look at the magazine or the website or just look at the logo, it says Compass and Clock, navigating life today to remain independent tomorrow. And my friend kept pushing me and he said, "But what does that mean? Break it down for me. I want it in four words." So I said, "Guiding your retirement journey." So that's what Compass
One more time. What's that?
Guiding your retirement journey.
Nice, nice,
So
nice.
Compass and Clock is a platform using multimedia options out there to help folks 40 and older think about their future. Because when I was younger, I always thought, oh, retirement, that's, an extended vacation. Well, it's so much
That's all
more
there is
than
to it. Not really. Wow. What a trip. And, to me, years ago, I had a friend of mine who said, Forrest, oh my gosh, Forrest, I found something. You've got to do it, man. You got to go do the new warrior training adventure. I go, what's that all about? He says, it's something called the Mankind Project. It's happening all around the world. And it's really you. It's the kind of thing you would do. And I go, oh God. Listen, I did Est, I did Werner Erhard, I did all the stuff from the past. And that was 1976. I did the Est training. And he says, no, you got to come. So I get over to San Diego and I walk in from the parking lot. And here's all these tough guys saying, okay, men are waiting. Let's go. Come on, step in here. And they had all this kind of authoritarian vibe. Well, okay. Since I'm Mr. Cool, I knew there'd be some of that. I said, okay, then they're going to turn friendly and they'll bring out our heart and our vibe. Okay. And sure enough, by the end of the first evening, there was a whole shift in the wind. And the New Warrior Project, I'm extremely impressed. This was 2002, I should say. So that's 22 some years ago. And I started the project then in Hawaii as a realtor. I figured I'd meet some friends and build my business. Sure enough, yes. The bottom line was, ever since I've seen and working with hundreds of men, particularly not only men, but hundreds of men, many of them don't have a clear idea of where they stand. Where are they as they navigate their retirement journey, particularly to quote you? And even as we're talking, I'll point this to the camera. Can you see that?
Yes.
What that is a rangefinder. And during Vietnam, this was my job indicator. I use it as a logo item here for my business now, which is, let's all navigate where we are. How close am I to the rocks? How far am I from the end zone? How can I be grown up enough to even witness the departure of loved ones and all the kind of things that happen with aging? What did your friend, was that enough for your friend? The
Yes.
four words?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Good, Mary. Good. Well, and so now the pages of your magazine, folks, just imagine for a second, Mary puts together this. Probably what, about a 60-page magazine?
80.
80 pages, pardon. So there are listings of home health care options of people who need extended care and those kind of things. There's
I focus on six categories, actually. Financial planning, senior housing, or housing options, I sh should say,
Yep.
healthcare, legal guidance, family support, and then my favorite, leisure pursuits.
Fabulous. Well, I'm so impressed. And again, to get a chance to team up with you a little bit here, it fits well to me over the many years, having done the Vietnam combat thing, 103 combat missions, Mary. I came back and I was the CEO of a small manufacturing aerospace company. And all of that added up to make me a dedicated peacekeeper and a dedicated conflict resolution guy. And I think part of it, our kind tribe, again, if this thing shows up okay on camera, what this does is it puts me in a place, not the perfect and only place, puts me in a place to help people navigate their course. And I see that you do that, and I like that. And I again, I've been delighted to have you join me on this program. What do you see are the positive effects that your work is having in the world?
Well, I set out on this journey as pretty much a legacy to my mom because she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and we made some poor choices as a family. And what I wish I knew then, what I know now, the last 5 years of my parents' life together would have been much better. And so I just thought if I could do something, put this information out there in one place, because when somebody has a crisis in their family, it's usually at that age, a healthcare one. You're just overwhelmed and you don't know where to go to get the answers, where to get the help, what questions to even ask. So I just wanted to help at least one family make better choices than we did. And I've done that over the years through the newsletter, through the podcast, through the magazine, which is also online. We also record, but I get emails, I get phone calls from our readers and our audience thanking me, or they're calling or emailing me asking me for information. Literally, a realtor the other day sent me an email and asked me to contact a person. She needed some help with housing, so I called this woman and I suggested she talk to Daphne Davis, who is a senior placement specialist, and it's free to have a conversation with her. So I can connect people with the right experts, but feel good about that they're going to get the best information from somebody that's experienced, but most importantly, compassionate.
Very nice, Mary. Thank you. Thanks for being in the role that you're in that way. And I guess my big wake-up call, I moved over here to the Seattle area, and after 1 year being here, what I had had was some skin melanoma, skin cancer, but all of a sudden, my scans showed I had seven brain tumors. I had a lung full of cancer, melanoma cancer. This is the kind that you don't live through, right? Or so I feared. And for my wife, Sandra, and I, we just, what? I just, I've always been healthy and all that. Well, by good luck, the Fred Hutch cancer guys got me on an immunotherapy program, and Mary, within about 5 months, I was cancer free. And I'm still getting checked all the time, but it's amazing. And talk about a renewal of my life purpose of being part of the solution for the world, not just part of the applause section or part of the observer section. And I think there's so much to that. For me now, our kind tribe and what I call the ageless path, it's all about, listen, let's all, time's going to go by for you and me and all of us, but let's age less along the way. How do we do that? And I work on seven different elements, on a sense of aliveness and vitality, so health and fitness. Secondly, life purpose, a sense of purpose. And without purpose, it's pretty tough to get too excited about things. Number three, financial smarts, staying money smart. All around the world, there are elders whose money is running out faster than they live, than they're living. personal, what I call caring connections. And that could be your dog and cat or your barista that makes your coffee in the morning. It could be all kind of people. And then Fridays each week, we focus on creative life and poems. I'm a poet and I write about things and song lyrics and all that stuff. I'll play for you sometime. Saturday is all about will, power of attorney, and medical directive, your long plans and legacy. So if someone says, "What's your legacy, Forrest?" I go, "Well, it's how I treat people. My legacy is how do I take care and compassion for others, what they go through." And so many people, when their loved one gets sick or dies, they don't know what to do. It's like, oh, what? Half of me is gone, or is half of me still here? I don't know. All those things. And you've seen it hundreds of times. So I guess I would do this is you look at the world and look at what elders are going through, particularly. Are you finding a lot of people are longing for connection, longing for new friends, longing for help? What do you think is the need out there?
Well, there's the need and there's the want. They're two different things. And some people need it because they don't have it. And other people are smart enough to want it because they don't have it. My father's 90. He'll be 91 in August. We moved him out to Redondo Beach by my sister Kathleen. And he's in a 55 and older community in his own cottage, still drives during the day, grocery shops, makes his own meals. And he made new friends because he'd been living on the East Coast his entire life. And, but he needed to find his tribe. He didn't necessarily want to do it. We wanted him to do it, but you can't make, you can't lead a horse to water and make them drink. You
You
can only
can't
lead
force
them.
them to drink,
So we led him there, and he did make friends, and he does the men's night and the bingo night and stuff. But there are others that might be resistant to moving into a senior community. They think it's for old people, but really, I think it gives them a new leaf on life. You make friends, you're having somebody to dine with. You're not sitting there eating a meal by yourself. You can have conversation, you partake in activities, you can go on trips with them. So I think it's essential to be connected with with more than one person, living thing, etc. That's my
There's
take.
a lot of studies and a lot of work done about that longevity and the sense of community and people that gather together in that spirit. I really like the distinction you're making, which is some people need it, others want it. Not everybody wants it. Some people might not want what they really need. And I think there's a lot of power in that. And not everybody is going to come and be a member of the of our kind tribe. They're not. But some will, and some will go, "Wow, you know what? I met that woman, Mary, and she's interesting and fun, and I've learned about things in different parts of the world and all that." I'll tell you, when I went to Russia years ago, it was after my Vietnam experience. I met this real cool young cat named Michael Kozlovskaya, and he was just about as distinguished as he could be. And we were buddies for life right then. And good news. I got a look into another culture. We met in Red Square, by the way. As we walked around Red Square, and you're looking over here is not police. They were soldiers. There's soldiers everywhere. And, different culture, different vibe. Here we are, basically the Washington, D.C. of the Soviet Union. And this was 1987, I think. So I got a look into another culture. Even got chased by some black market guys through the wet streets of Moscow. My buddy, He had begged me to bring him a leather jacket, like a bombardier jacket. So I did. And when these other guys saw him in our American hotel, they leaned on him and they said, "What the F are you doing in our hotel here, dude?" And we started to run, got away. Around the corner comes sliding this car, honking and coming after us. He says, "You stay here. I'm gonna go." He runs to his car. Next morning, I see him with a black eye and no jacket. And
Oh.
oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. I think there's an insight that can happen for Americans when they look away from the American style of living. And not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I understand it, but I do know this. There's richness in it. And I would contrast that. I don't want to do all the talking here, by the way, but I've been to Mexico a couple times where the people are adorably friendly. They're sweet. They have nothing. They don't have two nickels to put together. And they're very spacious and very kind. Same in Thailand. And I think it's humbling when we notice that difference. It can be inspiring when we make friends with people, including your dad. What's your dad's first name?
Jim.
Jim. So when they meet Jim, who's 90, he's driving during the day, still making his own meals, all that stuff. I mean, the people are going to go, "That guy, Jim, he is cool, man." He lost
Yeah,
his wife, but yeah.
he used to be in the rodeo, so he has a lot of stories that he could tell you, and
I can
yeah,
only imagine
quite
that's
the
good.
character. And he's totally with it,
Yeah.
he can have a conversation with you on any subject.
That's fabulous. I love that. And that's a little bit rare these days, as you certainly would know. Anyway, I guess I look at the work that you're doing as I imagine it is, and you've shared with me now. What's next? Anything new for you coming on the horizon? You plan to keep doing this for years, or?
I am looking to ex well, as it is, since Compass and Clock is all digital,
Yes.
plus we print the magazine, which you can pick up in the local Kitsap in Seattle area, but you can also have it delivered to your home in all 50 states, home
Okay.
delivery.
Oh boy.
But it's all online too. So
Yes.
the magazine's online. It's also recorded. So somebody, if they want to listen to an article instead of read an article, they could do that. The podcasts are online. The newsletter is online. So I'm worldwide.
That's fabulous.
So
Good.
I'm looking to expand into another country
Yes.
currently.
Nice.
So
Nice.
working on that. We'll see how that goes.
Well, that I'm guessing it's going to go well. You've got some experience after several years of doing Compass and Clock in the Seattle area. And all those resources that are in there are just stunning. I'm wondering, who comes to mind for you when you think in the Seattle area, just as an example, of people that give elders a great place to connect and meet new people? Does anybody come to mind?
Well, there's a lot of organizations out there. I'm thinking of Meals on Wheels
Yep.
because they connect humans.
Yes.
They're multifaceted. They are trying to make sure they provide nutrition for folks 60 and older,
Sure.
making sure they have three balanced meals a day, but at the
Yes.
same time, they're really a volunteer-run organization.
Ah.
So they're giving this platform to individuals to help serve others.
Yes.
So I love that concept.
Yeah.
It's helping two different sets of people.
Nice. Well, and how fundamental to have a balanced food regimen that people can count on. I think that's one of the things we see in elders that are not getting enough sleep. They're worrying too much. They're not getting fed well, and they're in deterioration as a result. So I think that's a great example. Nice.
Well, Meals on Wheels also, it's more than just a meal. They definitely go to, if you go to your website, you'll see other things that they do. There's also on Bainbridge Island, there's Helpline House, and I love that their logo, their concept is we're not a handout, we're a hand up.
Nice.
And then Habitat for Humanity, they're amazing what they are building
Yes.
in communities. They're building community,
Yeah,
so to
nice.
speak, a very involved organization with the local communities.
Nice,
So.
Mary. Very good. Those are great examples. And you know, I'm just super lucky. I met up with a guy named Brian Vaughn over in the Seattle area who has a circle of people called the North Lake Washington Business Connection. That's a long name. But what he has done, we call it the Crow Tribe now. He gathers together people who are senior financial advisors, housing advisors, and one of my best friends in that circle is a guy named Steve Mason with Oasis Home Help people, and they help free consultations for people. It's free of charge. They help folks that it's no longer safe to be at home. They find them places to live, and they do it without any cost to the client. The commission is paid to them by the facility. And if there was ever an area of the world, Seattle, where these kind of resources are pertinent and needed, this would be it. And I'm sure that other state, whatever one you choose, is going to be an important. Did you say another state or another country?
I'm saying another country,
Another
English,
country.
but you really need to understand their culture.
Yes.
So,
Yeah.
I'm exploring New Zealand, and they don't have the healthcare system that the States has. It's completely different. So, the structure of compass and clock can be expanded to here, but the content, some of the articles obviously would have to be different because they need to make sense to the people that live in that country.
Of course, that's true. And so, all you guys in New Zealand, you're hearing us talk to you now. This is Mary, and it's Forrest encouraging you to open the door and invite her to learn more about your culture on the deepest level. And yeah, that's great, Mary. I'm so now you and I are just meeting, but I'm proud of you. So,
Thank you, Faris, and thank you for all that you're doing for others too.
yeah, my pleasure. Good. Well, that's what we do with our kind tribe is a talk like this. I'll put this together in audio form and in video form if you'd like to use that. Of course, no expense to you, but it might be helpful to opening New Zealand.
Thank you.
Good. Of course. Thanks so much. Aloha to everybody, and I'll see you on the next next round. Bye bye, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.